From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A high-speed train from Salt Lake City to St. George, it could be a reality under a Republican-sponsored bill at the Utah legislature. KUER's Nicole Nixon explains.
If it passes, Senator Jake Anderegg's bill would begin planning for a statewide rail system. He says if public transit is upgraded, more people will get out of their cars, and that will help improve traffic and air quality. But Anderegg says the trains have to be fast.
If we can't go from Provo to Salt Lake City, or I should say to the International Airport, in 30 to 35 minutes, we're missing the point. If you don't have those type of delivery times, your ridership will always be stagnant.
Anderegg envisions what he calls a European model rail system across the state. Eventually, he says it could take visitors from the airport to far-off destinations such as Moab and even into other states. The Lehigh Republican acknowledges that it could take decades and billions of dollars before a statewide rail system is a reality. His bill was introduced yesterday and is awaiting a public hearing. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Yesterday, the State House Health and Human Services Committee recommended a bill to help combat overdose deaths. It would require doctors to issue prescriptions for controlled substances electronically. Democratic Rep. Suzanne Harrison introduced the bill. She says it would combat fraud and forgery that is more likely to happen with paper prescription pads.
Fraudulent prescriptions are written on stolen pads. Forged prescriptions alter a legitimate prescription by changing the quantity of the amount of pills or the strength of the drug submitted to pharmacies.
25 other states have passed bills requiring e-prescribing of controlled substances. The bill passed unanimously in the meeting and will now be sent to the House floor. Disclaimer, Harrison is a member of KUER's advisory board. Nearly 40 hospitals in the Mountain West are being penalized for having high rates of infections or complications from hospital stays. That's according to data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Madeline Beck reports.
The government penalizes the 25% of U.S. hospitals with the highest rate of infections or complications. To do that, Medicare reimburses those hospitals 1% less than normal. Some think the penalty isn't enough, while others think it's unfair to hospitals that keep better records or serve sicker patients. Michael Millinson is a healthcare consultant and author who's written about hospital transparency. He says the list can be unfair, but
just because you are trying your best to do what's best for patients, just because you're caring, just because you believe that you're doing what's best, doesn't mean that you're really carrying out things in the best possible way, in the safest possible way.
To see if your local hospital is on the list, you can find Kaiser Health News' database on their website, khn.org. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Six Utah hospitals will be penalized for high injury and complication rates this year. Castleview Hospital in Price is the only one that received penalties all of the last 6 years. LDS Hospital in Salt Lake was penalized every year but one. The race for Utah's 4th congressional district, currently represented by the state's lone Democrat, remains deeply lopsided when it comes to campaign donations. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Incumbent Representative Ben McAdams raised roughly $900,000 in the last 3 months of 2019, nearly doubling his contribution totals to $2.2 million. McAdams' total contributions amount to roughly 10 times as much as his most well-funded competitors, Republicans Kathleen Anderson and Kim Coleman. BYU political science professor Quinn Monson says it's typical for an incumbent to outraise challengers at this stage, and
even if there were Republican donors ready to challenge McAdams, it's not clear where their money should go at this point because there's not a front runner to make that easy.
Roughly 85% of McAdams' fourth quarter donations and 80% of Coleman's came from out of state, compared to only 1% of Anderson's. The vast majority of McAdams' donations from Washington, D.C. come from political action committees, many of them business-oriented. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The man reportedly shot by police yesterday in Mill Creek has been identified. 56-year-old Mark Dominic Neal was killed after Unified Police were called to his property during a dispute with his mother, who also lives in the Evergreen Avenue home. Officers found Neal holding a gun, and the department's public information officer says police spent several minutes trying to convince him to drop the firearm. No other information was released except that six UPD officers are now on administrative leave, and West Valley City Police are investigating. Nearby Evergreen Junior High was locked down for a brief time during that conflict. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.